That's Tommy James and the Shondells with Crystal Blue Persuasion. A song, Beautiful Humans, that I never hear the same again. After seeing a scene, a sequence, in the great television show Breaking Bad, if you don't know the show and you don't mind a little darker theme in your television, I highly recommend it. Most of you guys have seen it. But Vince Gilligan, the creator of Breaking Bad, is an absolute genius. And he took Tommy James and the Shondells song and he applied it to a sequence in Breaking Bad where Walter White, played by Bryan Cranston, who is a dying science teacher, chemistry teacher from high school, he's got cancer, terminal cancer, and he decides to break bad. He decides to become a meth dealer. Actually, a creator of meth. A meth producer, and he also deals it. And it's so pure that it's blue. It's crystal blue. Now, whether Vince Gilligan thought of using Crystal Blue Persuasion or somebody on his staff did, that was brilliant. Great television show. And then they spun off a prequel of Breaking Bad called Better Call Saul, which is another tremendous show. Saul was the attorney of Walter White's, involved with the drug cartel. It's just incredible stuff. Totally different kind of show, but they're slowly but surely leading up to where Saul, who is name is actually not Saul Goodman, he changes his name to Saul Goodman because he thinks people respect Jewish attorneys more. He's actually an Irish guy from Chicago, Jimmy McGill. Oh, I love creativity. I love when people think out of the box and do things for the planet and for the beautiful humans out there that enhances their lives. That's what I try to do on this radio station and this radio program every single day. Well, we're going to have an interesting kind of show today because our phone lines seem to be down. And of course, a preponderance of your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host interviews are on the telephone. Have I told you folks about this thing called Mercury retrograde? It's a very real thing. Mercury retrograde is right now. We are smack dab in the middle of it. Mercury retrograde is an astrological phenomenon, just like the full moon is. Every month, we get a full moon, don't we? Now, the moon is always full. You realize that, right? But it appears full to us, slowly but surely, and then once a month, we get the full moon. And what happens at the full moon? People start freaking out. Some people. There's the high tide. Perhaps not so coincidentally, the Earth, which is 70% water, and humanity is also made up primarily 70% water. So especially the folks that have more liquid in their system than others seem to get especially affected during the full moon and the high tide. So too with Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde only happens once a quarter, thank God. But in the way that a full moon affects the liquid on the planet, and other things too, obviously it's brighter out if you can see the moon, Mercury retrograde affects communications on the planet. It appears in the same way that the Earth looks at the moon and sees a full moon once a month. The moon is always full, but it's a crescent moon. It's still a full moon. It's just what we're seeing. It's a way, of course, that the Earth rotates around it. But once a quarter, the planet Mercury appears to be retrograding, pulling away from the Earth. It's not, but that's what it looks like. It's pulling away. And the effect that it has on the beautiful humans all over the planet is that it affects our ability to communicate. And during this time, since we have all kinds of modes of communication now in the year 2016, it affects those modes of communication, like telephones. Our telephones are down right now at the radio station. All kinds of communication, computers, satellites, cell phones, radio stations, interpersonal communication. My email is down in my office now, my home office. I can't communicate. Now, do things happen with communications at other times during the course of the year? Of course. But it just seems like that they intensify during Mercury retrograde. What should you do about it? Here's what's recommended to folks. Mercury retrograde is designed. Obviously, the Earth has been designed in a certain way. The full moon gives you more light during that part of the month. And also, the cycle of the moon, before we had things like, oh, I don't know, clocks, allowed for people to know what time of the month it was. The Hebrew calendar is actually a lunar calendar. Our calendar is a solar calendar. But the Hebrew calendar is literally based on the moon. So there are certain things that people knew to do and know to do during full moons and the high tide. If you ever saw the movie Castaway, Tom Hanks literally strategically planned his escape from the island based on what? The high tide, the full moon. During Mercury retrograde, the advice is you want to be doing things like retrograde has an RE in front of it. You want to be doing things that have REs in front of it, like relaxing and reflecting and reminiscing, rebuilding relationships, renewing relationships, renewing yourself. It's a time for reflection. It's a time to slow down, because what are you going to do when your telephones are down? You're not going to be able to talk to people, for example. So we have a bunch of really good interviews scheduled. Hopefully the telephones will be back up. During the Mercury retrograde, ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to be establishing new relationships. You want to be restoring current ones if you can. There's the RE. But you do not want to be establishing new relationships. Now, sometimes you just have to. Like right now, for example, the Republican Party, speaking of a word that starts with an RE, is establishing a new relationship with their front runner, Donald J. Trump. It's not, believe me, it's at play, Mercury retrograde, in the dynamic that is occurring right now. And Trump is just pushing forward. He tweeted out a picture of himself yesterday. Incredible. Sitting in his office in Trump Tower, eating a taco bowl, with the hashtag, I love Hispanics. That is just insane. He's got a taco bowl that he pronounces the greatest taco bowl ever that is produced by the Trump Tower Grill. And that's supposed to show that he loves Hispanics because he's eating a taco bowl. Amazing. But our very own Paul Ryan, our congressional representative from the mighty 1st District here in South Wisconsin, he is slowing down. Not so fast, he says. Let me tell you something about Speaker Paul Ryan. he is pretty sharp. He's no slouch when it comes to negotiations. He's been negotiating for a long time over there in the nation's capital. And yesterday, the speaker, who appeared on this program a little over a week ago, was on CNN with Jake Tapper. And Tapper asked Speaker Paul Ryan if he was going to support the presumptive Republican nominee.
Well, to be perfectly candid with you, Jake, I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now. And I hope to, though, and I want to. But I think what is required is that we unify this party. And I think the bulk of the burden on unifying the party will have to come from our presumptive nominee. I don't want to underplay what he accomplished. He needs to be congratulated for an enormous accomplishment, for winning not now a plurality of delegates, and he's on his way to winning a majority of delegates. But he also inherited something very special, that's very special to a lot of us. This is the party of Lincoln, of Reagan, of Jack Kemp. And we don't always nominate a Lincoln and a Reagan every 4 years. But we hope that our nominee aspires to be Lincoln and Reagan-esque, that person advances the principles of our party and appeals to a wide, vast majority of Americans.
That was Speaker Paul Ryan speaking to CNN's Jake Tapper yesterday in Burlington. Speaker Ryan was in Burlington with a beautiful backdrop. I don't know where he was. Perhaps Tom Carco will know where Paul Ryan was speaking in Burlington, Wisconsin yesterday to CNN's Jake Tapper. Ryan is no slouch. He wants something for, he's got leverage right now. A lot of the Republicans now are rushing to endorse Donald Trump. Chris Christie said he's going to reach out to Paul Ryan to try to broker a deal between Trump and Paul Ryan. And what was Trump's response? Very sharp. Donald Trump, good negotiator. He said, well, he is not ready to endorse Paul Ryan's platform and his policies in the Congress. So reportedly, Paul Ryan and Donald Trump will be getting together next week. Of course, Paul Ryan is going to endorse Donald Trump. George H.W. Bush is not. He's not going to the convention. President George W. Bush is not going to go to the convention. Former Massachusetts governor and Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney, he ain't going to Cleveland. But Paul Ryan has to go. He's the chairman of the Republican National Convention this summer in Cleveland. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. We are going to be hearing from the great Tom Carco with the news coming up. But first, I have a toast on this thank God it's Friday morning for you beautiful humans. To life, l'chaim.
Winner of 9 Tony Awards, Fiddler on the Roof has been delighting audiences worldwide for over 50 years. The beloved and award-winning musical is coming.